I'm Rona Tarrant. Cardinal Daniel Donardo has thanked Pope Francis for his leadership after it was announced that the Holy Father had accepted the resignation from the College of Cardinals of the retired Archbishop of Washington, Theodore McCarrick. In a statement Saturday, the Vatican said McCarrick was ordered to maintain a life of prayer and penance until a canonical trial examines accusations that he sexually abused minors. Cardinal Donardo said the Pope's action reflects his priority on the need for protection of all people and the way failures affect the life of the church in the US. More than 38,000 people remain under evacuation orders in and around Redding in California as wildfires continue to burn across the US. A 70-year-old woman and her two great-grandchildren were among six people killed when a wildfire burned through the area. The Car Fire, which has destroyed more than 650 homes, is the deadliest and most destructive of nearly 90 wildfires burning from Texas to Oregon. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court has ruled it will allow the release of a redacted version of a grand jury report on an investigation into sexual abuse claims in six Pennsylvania dioceses. In June, the court had put a hold on the full report being released in order to review challenges filed by individuals named in the report. On Friday, the court said the report would be edited to protect the identities of those challenging its release, and the redacted version would be made available to the public as early as August 8th. Zimbabweans are voting today in the first election since the removal of former President Robert Mugabe. The election sees longtime Mugabe ally President Emmerson Mnangagwa face lawyer and pastor Nelson Chamisa. There will be a runoff on September 8th if no candidate wins more than half of the votes. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.